Vase of Concord. Sixth episode. And here we are, back to the starting point, Roselle, the Etruscan Rusel. I hope you enjoyed your tour of Etruria. We are going to visit a very important domus in this archaeological area, the Domus of the Mosaics. And then we're all going our separate ways, but I'm sure you want to know how the legend of the Vase of Concord ends. Well, testimonies are somewhat confused about this. We only know that the boy disappeared, returning to his era. Princess Velia remained on her own, but Kimi, the little dog the boy loved, was with her. And given his personality so far, he would certainly be busy getting back to pick her up and give the princess the evidence to free Laris.
The mobile is full. I can finally see what I'd recorded that morning at dawn when I woke up in the Etruscan world. It's crazy. If I think about it, I still don't believe it. What will Velia be doing? And my Kimi? Come on, baby. I'll come back to get you soon. Here's the video. The trees. Kimi running. The lake. The barns. Marche must be somewhere. Wait! I think I heard something. Impossible. And yet I distinctly heard it. Someone said Laris. And there was another word. I have to listen to it again. Zilat! I'm sure he said Zilat. And Zilat is the Etruscan for... I knew it. It means king. Yes, it means king. Marche, it's you. I got you. Just let me magnify the image and... Bingo! Here you are, hiding behind the bush. And there is also that other gentleman, the merchant holding the Vase of Concord. I must go back to Velia immediately and show her the video. Laris is safe. Oh, no. How could we be so silly? We didn't agree on how I would go back. But I must go back at all costs. How was the damn Etruscan melody?
Vilsatius, father, everything is lost now. Many moons have passed. You know how many times I returned to the temple and I waited for the storm. I played and played the flute, the one my mother gave me, Mattia. The boy coming from another world, because now I understood that he was not of this world, could not come back. Maybe he forgot about me. Tomorrow I marry Marche, and my poor Laris will be exiled forever. Father, help me. I already hear the guards coming to take me to the palace. Every hope is lost now.
But how come, you say? The Vase of Concord was retrieved. Why should Velia marry Marche and Laris be exiled? Of course, retrieving the vase hadn't been enough to incriminate the hideous commander and the Lucumers of the other cities of the Dodecapolis had granted him their trust. Unfortunately, the boy from the future had failed to return with evidence of Marche's guilt. Who knows how desperate, beautiful Princess Velia must have felt, surrounded by the caring handmaids who were struggling to dress her up for the wedding. But this wasn't the wedding she had dreamt of, the one with the man she loved.
Kimi, you are all I've got. Who would have thought it? When I first met you, I thought you were really ugly. But not now. No, I think you are so pretty. And I know you're a trusted friend when you see Mattia again. Because one day or another, it will happen, I'm sure. When you see him again, tell him what happened to me. Tell him about Velia, his princess. daughter of Vilsatis and Laertia, given in marriage to a man she hates. Tell him how they are dressing me up for my future husband. Mattia always saw me dirty and unkempt, with wrinkled clothes, soaked in rain, even disguised as a soldier. He wouldn't believe it if he saw me now. If he saw how they perfumed and combed me, how they sprinkled my hair with precious ointments from Corinth, how they have elegantly draped my tunic, placed my cloak, put their precious gold earrings to my ears, fastened the necklace around my neck, put the bracelet close to fine fibula. And they gave me this beautiful mirror engraved with the image of the god Tours so that I can admire myself. But I don't want to. I would still be out there in the rain, in the wind, in the cold, and still have hope in the benevolence of the gods.
Are you hungry? Would you like to stop and eat something at the kiosk, the inn? They sell sandwiches and the excellent Tuscan schiacciata. If you try it, you wouldn't be able to without it anymore. Tell them Gianni sends you. They'll apply a discount. Of course, it won't exactly be a banquet, but we are in an archaeological area. The lunch in honor of Velia and March's wedding must have been quite different. Wealthy Etruscans treated themselves well. The table must have been set with every delicacy, game, legumes, bread, cheese, oil, honey, dried and fresh fruit. In the large craters, servants must have mixed wine with water, then poured it into the amphorae, and from there into 200 cups and chalices. Musicians must have played the flute and the harp, and there must have been some dancers too. What about knowing the end of the legend before lunch?
Kimmy, keep close to me. Don't leave me alone.
Princess Velia, I congratulate you on your wedding.
Oh, Tarx, if I didn't know that you care about me, I wouldn't let you utter such sad words.
Your groom, Marcher, is waiting for you, sitting on the throne.
That is not my groom. That is an usurper of the kingdom, a thief and a traitor.
What happened to the foreigner, the Gaul, who was traveling with you?
He went back home, and he never managed to get back.
But he left the dog. Don't you wish me to investigate the plans of the gods looking into her bowels?
Tarx, Kimi is untouchable. You know it.
Do you remember what I told you? The future is flaming, like lightning when it falls. Under the thunder, the solution lies there.
Oh, Tarx, we tried to follow your advice. Now it's too late.
The gods will go on sending thunder and lightning. It is their will. You mustn't lose heart, Princess.
Time's up, Tarx. However, I will try and stay by my husband's side, behaving like the queen my father wanted me to be. Come on, let's end the ceremony.
This marriage must not take place!
Mattia! He's back!
Kimi, my baby! Did you like my triumphal entry? I've always wanted to say that sentence. Locomos, ladies, great Tarx, I have evidence of Commander Marchbold.
Arrest that man!
Wait! Do you really want to unleash the god's wrath?
Let the foreigner speak! He has an half-gold!
He owns a magic tablet!
Here it is. I put into this box the sounds and images proving March's guilt. He stole the vase of Concord and sold it to a merchant. He had Laris arrested unjustly, and now he wants to force Princess Velia to marry him. Everything to become Lucumo Roselle. Look and listen, and then judge for yourself.
It was a pleasure being your guide. Thanks, everyone, for taking part in this tour in the beautiful and mysterious Etruria. I hope that the world of the Rasna is less obscure now. And you also know that the legend of the Vase of Concord had a happy ending. Right here, In this archaeological area where we're walking now, there was the reign of Queen Velia and King Laris. Yes, because Marche was arrested and Velia married Laris, who became Lucumo of Roselle. They say it was a good and just reign, and that Laris always held in high esteem the opinions of his wife, that brave woman who had traveled everywhere in order to save him. And what about the boy? Nobody knows.
So, it's time to say goodbye.
I think so. The vase was recovered. Laris is safe. Marche is in prison. Kimmy and I have to go back home.
Don't you wish to linger a few more days?
Better not. Moreover, your Laris seems a little jealous of me.
Jealous? No. What are you talking about? He's grateful for all the help you gave us. He always will be. And me too.
Well, I'm a bit jealous. Before I had a princess all for me. It's better I went. Velia, trust me.
I'll miss you, strange girl, with a magic tablet and a chimera dog.
Me too, princess. I assure you that my stay here was really fabulous.
I didn't understand how you'll go back.
I think the magic lies in your flute.
But I tried and played the flute every time there was a storm. You never arrived.
Then maybe it works only if I'm present. What I don't understand is how I managed to arrive the first time and to come back here today. However, now let's just wait for thunder and lightning. The storm is now close.
Pats told us so.
The future is flaming, like lightning when it falls after the thunder. The solution lies there!
Now it's time. Play, Velia.
I never forget you. This will always be your flute, Mattia. Maybe it will come handy in the future, should you wish to come back. Have a good trip, trustworthy friend.
Bye, princess. Don't drive Laris insane.
The same summer, 2 weeks later. Hello, can I bring you something?
Yes, a coffee, please. But aren't you Johnny the guide?
Exactly him, the guide and the owner of the kiosk as well. And you are Mattia, I remember you. Did you manage to find your little dog that had run away?
It's a long story, a strange story, really strange. So strange, I'm sure you wouldn't believe me. Well, I myself find it hard to believe, and I'm not even sure it was real. Maybe it was just a dream.
Who knows? Maybe it was a sunstroke.
The sun is strong here during the summer.
Oh, well, I'll have your coffee brought immediately.
Tell me, Kimi, did you think me crazy? Maybe I myself feel a bit crazy. Think if I told someone I ended up in the Etruscan era. I don't even know how could I understand them.
Here's the coffee. It's for you, right?
You? Velia? What are you doing here?
I work here, but my name is Chiara.
Sorry, I'm Mattia. I mistook you for a very old friend. You resemble her in a surprising way, and you have her own voice.
Maybe you got confused because you saw me on TV, on the news.
I don't think so. Why were you on TV?
Because of the flute. Can I sit down?
Please do.
A few weeks ago, I found a flute while walking through the archaeological area.
What kind of flute?
An Etruscan flute. I recognize it from the writing engraved on it. Although at first I didn't realize it was so ancient. I put it in the bag without paying too much attention.
And what happened then?
At dawn, I had a bit of insomnia. I remembered about the flute and looked at it better. Actually, I even played it.
At dawn? I see. Was it still working?
You will never believe it. I had never played anything in my life, but I could perform a strange melody perfectly, like those Etruscan sing-songs.
Amazing.
Indeed. 2 weeks ago, I had to play it again during the interview for the news. It's a very odd thing, but it seems it works only with me.
Very odd indeed.
Who knows? Maybe because they have always told me that my family is descended from the Etruscans.
And where's the flute now?
I had to give it to the superintendent. They'll put it in a museum, I think.
Do you remember the writings engraved on it?
Of course. I'll copy it for you. There were an A, an I, double T, an A, and an M. Aitam. Who knows what it meant?
It didn't say Aitam. The Etruscan wrote from right to left. It said Mattia.
Let's celebrate Belly and Larry's at the wedding with zither and flute, love I'm singing. That's what in the future, present and past, any obstacle can win, any world bless. Mi, mi, rasna, mi, mi, rasna. Cover the time span and say a truce can. Mi, mi, rasna. Princess Belly, most beautiful bride ever, I promise I'll forget her never. And if I dreamt it all in my head, I'll always remember the days ahead. Mi, mi, rasna. Mi, mi, rasna. Cover the time span and say a truce can. Mi, mi, rasna.
Interpreters: Velia and Chiara, Tatiana Galdo. Mattia, Armando Pizzuti. Guide and soothsayer, Maurizio Salvalario. Sound engineer, sound design, Simone Lampedone. Music by Luigi Seviroli. Written by Lorenza Cingoli, Martina Forti. Directed by Armando Traverso. Venture by Toscana Promozione Turistica, realized for the Interregional Project in Etruria, in collaboration with MediaMex Production.